Okay, so you're looking to change an attitude you have towards your spouse? I got a plan for you. Let's talk about the plan and what steps you need to take to be able to make this change, because the way in which you see them is going to determine how well the marriage turns out. You're married and things happen, right? Things happen. You have experiences, and along these experiences, you can find yourself building up a particular attitude towards your spouse. Now, this is something that can literally sneak up on you over the course of time. Let's say your spouse, they have this tendency of a particular behavior, and when you first got married, it was cute. Right? It was like, oh my gosh, that's so precious. It's just so neat and cute how they do that. But now, over the course of some years, that actually has become something that bothers you. And so you have this attitude that you've developed towards your spouse. Maybe your spouse, you know, you asked them to do something, and what happened was they failed. They didn't do it, or they did it late, or they messed it up. And there really wasn't a good, clear forgiveness that happened. And so what happened was this little tiny little bit of angst towards them happens. But then over the course of time, it influences this particular attitude towards your spouse. Well, these little tiny attitudes towards your spouse can literally become meshed together to create and slowly build a wall between you and your spouse. Attitudes can build walls. Every small little thing that's a glitch or an issue between you and your spouse, it literally is like a brick being put into the wall. And, you know, I'm married. I've been married for over 25 years. And if I'm not disassembling that wall, the wall is slowly getting built until all of a sudden I'm shocked and surprised that there's something between me and my spouse. So if you have even small little attitude things towards your spouse about things they do or things that have happened in the past, oh my goodness, you gotta pay attention to this and start disassembling this wall, or it will build and it can become something solid between you and them. So here I've got a picture of you and them, and what do you do? How do you change this? How do you adjust this? Now, it seems like, right? It seems like the simple answer is they need to change. You know, that's what we generally think is like, you know, if they could just change, then my attitude can change. Well, that is the wrong answer. There's no way your spouse can change enough things about their behaviors to make you happy. You see, because the problem is with you, the way in which you're looking at things. And I could go to my sweetie pie, my wife, and I could say, you know, I have a list of 35 things that you need to change so that I can have a better life. And I could, you know, get after her every single day. Could you imagine that? In fact, would you even support me going to my wife, waking her up in the morning and go, okay, honey, we need to work on the 35 things you need to change about yourself so I don't build a wall between us, because you're the one who needs to change. Oh my goodness. If I was in front of an audience and I just told that the audience, I would have men and women in that audience turn on me. They would call me a jerk for even thinking that. But you know what's interesting? You think that about your spouse. You think they have to change. So, okay, how do we do this? If we can't make them change, but it bothers you, how do we go about doing this? Okay, let me help you with some deep understanding about yourself. When we have things about ourselves that bother us, like we irritate ourselves, there's things that we don't like about ourselves, what happens is we can't handle that inward pointing all the time. And so what we do is we have to have a refresh moment. And so we turn the finger from us out to somebody else so that we can have some relief of this inward critic. So our inward critic that's pointing at us and all the things we do wrong, we turn that inward critic to becoming an outward critic. And now we start being critical of our spouse. And now we start looking at them going, oh yeah, they're the problem. Yeah, they're the ones who have to change. But we got to remember what happened was our inward critic got turned to be on the outside. And if it's not our spouse, it's our kids. If it's not our kids, it's our friends. If it's not our friends, it's our boss. If it's not our boss, it's our job. Or it's, we can find all kinds of things on the outside. So the first step to improving your attitude towards your spouse is literally to turn it on you. You get to improve the way you see yourself. You get to improve you. And this you can do every day. Your spouse, you can't control what they're going to improve. You can't control all that. But if you want your attitude towards your spouse to improve, you got to take a look at yourself and start being, either make the change or forgive yourself for your glitch, your fault in your life. But you can work on you every single day. Now I'm going to go back to that piece of, would you be okay if I went to my wife and was like, sweetie, wake up. You only have 34 more things to fix about you for me to really like you. No, that's a jerk. Don't be a jerk to your spouse. Don't be a jerk. Go back to where it started. You have things you need to work on. You have your own self-care you need to work on. You got your own weird, bad behaviors you need to fix. Put the critic back on you and start making some plans about what you can change. So step one is to work on yourself, of where you're being critical on yourself. And you can start making changes. You can. You can get yourself a mentor. You can take classes. You can get education. You can learn. You can read a book, watch a video about what it is for you to start working on about yourself. But get the finger pointed back to where it started. Second step. Here's your second step. Second step is how you see them. First step is how you see yourself. Improve your behavior towards yourself. Second step is how you see them. Turn them into the best person in the entire world. Attitude comes from the way we see people. If we see somebody as, if we make up a story about someone, we're going to treat them based upon that story we made up. If you want to change your attitude towards your spouse, you got to change the way you see them, the way you talk about them in your mind. Now, here's a great, great, great way to do this. With my wife, I see what she is becoming. Whatever challenge she's going through, I take a look at her and look at her path of potential, her path of growth. And I know that she is a student of life. She's a student of life, and she's never been at this age before, these experiences before. Everything's new and fresh today. And so I have a lot of mercy towards her because she's a student of life. And she makes mistakes. She does great things. She falls and gets hurt. She reaches out and creates incredible relationships. But I see her and her potential. If you want to change your attitude towards your spouse, look at their potential. That's where you go, is you look at their potential. But if you're looking at the here and now, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you do this, you're going to get caught up in all their glitches and you're going to push them away and build a wall between you and them. Okay, so step one is to take a look at yourself and improve the way you're being each day. Part two is to be able to look at them and go, well, I'm going to focus on their potential. Because every person can change. Every person can change. Every person can change. And they can change each day. There's a little bit that they can change, but when you hold on to them that this is the way they are and you have an attitude towards that, you're the condemner. You're the one who's judging them. You're the one who's quarantining them into their little behavior and they can't even change because you got them locked down with your attitude. Believe people are doing the best that they can. Believe your spouse is doing the best that they can. Okay. After you take a look at yourself and after you see them in a better light, the next part is, where are the two of you going? Where's this going? And so I draw that with this big arrow here. In your mind, if you let bad attitudes get in your head, you're going to see yourself not being with them. I know this, even my own marriage. As soon as I start to see my wife not doing things with me, and I'm going to just go do it by myself, I'll just do it myself kind of attitude, sure enough, you're going to drift away from your spouse. But what I need to do is I need to hold in my mind that Kim and I are doing this together. My wife and I are doing this together. And that is an image I have to hold, or it will deteriorate and it will go away. If we want something to last, we have to be the ones to believe it's going to last. Because in a world of the way it is, it just seems like things don't last very long. It's because people are losing belief and hope in themselves and in marriage and all these other things. I got to be the one who sees that Kim and I are together. See that we can do things together. See us getting closer together. See it getting better. No matter the current circumstances, no matter what's going on, I see Kim and I moving forward together. I see myself as my best home improvement project ever. I see her potential. That's how you change attitude. And my last thing to say here is this. Your spouse is a student of life. And you are a student of life. You're in the same class together. Help each other pass the test of life. Instead of pointing at your spouse and laughing at them that they got a bad grade in some part of their life that they messed up on, help them. Study with them. Help them. Help them learn. You both are students in life, and you're in the exact same class called human being class. You know, you're in the same class. Help each other. Help each other. Have some mercy on them, and you'll have some mercy on yourself. So marriage is like the coolest thing on the planet. Marriage is where a man and a woman comes together and they are literally joined in the power of man and woman and their partnership. And it produces incredible opportunities for this couple to build and create incredible lives. But what happens is we don't have enough training. And so we need training. Every single one of us need training on how to improve our relationships and how to improve where we're going as a couple. So I suggest get training. Either read books, watch videos, go to classes, but get training. A person who gets training gets better at what they do. So get marriage training. I have a class that my wife and I teach called Royalty and Romance. It's right here in Salt Lake City, Utah. 3 days, fantastic experience, fun, enjoyable. It's not some therapy class and it's not all a lecture. It is so fun. It's called Royalty and Romance. Right down here below, there's a link. Click on the link and learn more about this class and come out here to Utah and check this class out. You'll love it. Now, if you're looking for a mentor to help you, well, you could also check out my monthly mentoring that I have. That's, you can live anywhere in the world and participate in this monthly mentoring. Get training, because then you get better.